Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. This week, I'm doing something I consider to be very beneficial. You know, I teach the Bible, and I'm always teaching and instructing people, and man, I'm not backing off of that. I am a Word person. I believe that the Word of God is what changes people's lives. But what we're doing this week and also next week, we are giving some testimonies and showing how that the Word works in people's lives. And I believe that that's really beneficial, too. You know, I heard a quote one time from St. Francis of Assisi that lived back in the Middle Ages, and he sent his people out, and he said, preach the gospel to everyone and use words if necessary. And the point that's being made is that, sure, you have to tell people the truth, and you have to hear the word, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word, but you also have to live it. And there needs to be practical demonstration. You know, in Mark chapter 16, I believe it's Verse 17 and 18, it says, these signs will follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It said believers will do these things. And then down in the very closing verses, it says, so the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. And you know, if it is the true word of God, there will be demonstration. There will be evidence of changed lives. And of course, healing is not the only evidence, but in Jesus' ministry, in the book of Acts, the early church, everywhere they went, they saw blind eyes open, deaf ears open, they saw miracles happen. And the scripture makes it very clear that God confirms the true preaching of His word with signs following. You know, if we use this as a criteria for a true minister, and said, where are the works? Where is the evidence? Jesus used this exact same logic. And he says, if you don't believe me because of the words that I say, well, then believe me for the very works that I do. Look at the works that I've done. And Jesus used the miracles that were performed through his ministry as validation that his message was correct. In the second chapter of the book of Mark, he had the man who was let down through the roof. And his friends broke up the tiles and led him down. And he told this man, he says, your sins are forgiven. And when he did that, all the religious people got upset and said, who can forgive sins but God only? And Jesus turned around and he says, so that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the sick of the palsy, rise, take up your bed and walk. And he got up and walked. And Jesus made it very clear that the reason he healed was so that they would know that his teaching about forgiveness of sins was also true. So that you might know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the sick of the palsy. So I believe that testimonies are, you know, examples of how the Word is working is an important part of teaching the Word. And on our television programs, we emphasize and we primarily focus on the teaching of the Word, and that's what God has called me to do. But I think it is very valid to also have these testimonies that validate and show how the Word works. And so what I want to do again on today's program is to share with you one of the testimonies off of this video series that we have entitled Healing Journeys Volume 1. We actually have come out with a brand new volume, so now we have a total of 3 volumes. We're going to offer all 3 of them to you, or you could get just this Healing Journeys Volume 1. And today I want to share the testimony with you of Jason Peterson. Damon Peterson works for me. Damon and Renee Peterson both work in our ministry. And their son, Jason, when he was just a little child, they brought him in to the office. And I mean, he had this skin problem. I don't know if it's correct to say it was eczema, but it was certainly a rash. And they brought him in, and I prayed with them on a number of times. And of course, they had prayed over this, and they just weren't seeing the results that they needed. And it went on, I forget the exact period of time, I'll let them tell their own testimony on this video, but the point I want to make is that they struggled to see this come to pass. And it was as Damon was just praying in tongues one day that the Lord gave him a word about what to do. And when they did it, within a week, this entire condition in his son was changed. And now you see his son today, Jason, and there is just no indication that he had ever had a problem. And this is something that went on, I think, for years, if I'm not mistaken, at least 6 months or a year or possibly years. They had fought this thing, and just one word from God changed it. There are many of you who are believing God, and you've been praying about your healing, and maybe you've been discouraged and you feel like quitting or just adjusting and embracing and accepting something as this is something I have to live with. I believe that this testimony is going to encourage you that, praise God, you need to keep believing, and all it takes is one word from God to turn the whole situation around. So watch this DVD. This is a testimony of the healing of Jason Peterson. And at the end of the program, I'll come back on and share some more with you about how you can receive from God.
A healing journey is a walk of faith we all must take in order to manifest the healing God has provided in Jesus Christ. Damon and Renee Peterson took that walk for more than a year after their son Jason developed a severe skin problem.
When he was 3 months old, he started getting the baby zits, the normal things that they get when they're passing the estrogen. And they just wouldn't go away. They just kept getting worse. And we're like, why is it getting worse? We don't understand.
And we didn't have insurance or anything, so you know what we were doing with the medical doctors was limited already.
Well, it didn't clear up, so that's when we took him to our family doctor. And he's like, oh, well, that's eczema, and that's a skin condition of extremely dry skin. And then what happens is they itch it because it itches, and then they get an infection.
You know, we tried various different prescriptions, different creams and ointments and things like that. We had everybody we ran into would always comment on that. They would ask him, what's wrong with him? Did he get burned in a fire? And we'd say, no, it's eczema. And
people constantly would come up to us in the stores or wherever we were and be like, well, what's wrong with his face? You could hear little kids walking by, well, what's wrong with that little boy's face, Mommy? And we had one person when we were up in Crested Butte come up to us and tell us that you need to get your child out of the sun because he's got a very bad sunburn. And we were just like, it's not a sunburn. He's been out here for 10 minutes.
And so it was just constant, you know, every time someone would come up with that, we would always feel like that we'd have to explain ourselves because we didn't want people thinking we were bad people, bad parents, and we didn't want them thinking that our child was a monster. He wasn't. We could tell behind the eczema that he was a cute little kid.
I also think about the people that used to come up to me and tell me, well, have you tried this and tried that and tried this and tried that, and you get so sick of hearing it. You're like, just, I don't want to talk about it. I'm tired of hearing, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that, because none of it works.
But we really wanted to see it. I mean, a supernatural healing, because the doctors kept saying that he was going to have this until puberty, and we did not want him to go through this until he was, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old.
We were doing this for months. Every night, pray over him, wrap him in the oil, wrap him in the plastic, jammies, and he hated it. He would scream bloody murder every time we did this.
The itch so bad that he would just scratch on anything.
And that was another problem, was the itching. We had to constantly keep his fingernails clipped to where there was no fingernail, basically.
At one place, he would scratch on his face on the rug. He would just lay his face on the rug and just start scratching his face on the rug to where it would start bleeding. And we'd have to get the OxyClean to get the blood out of the rug.
Oh, I was putting him down for a nap. And you know how kids cry when you put them down for a nap because they don't want to go for a nap. And so, you know, my practice is you let them cry, they go to sleep. Well, so I did that. And so I went to check on him after he had stopped crying, and he was asleep in a pool of blood because he had scratched his face so hard that he just started bleeding.
Well, we were trying to do whatever we could to learn how to manifest his healing. And we were using all kinds of materials from Andrew to learn that. And at the same time, we were just like, well, why should Jason suffer but while we're learning this? This is not fair for him.
Maybe we're not believing hard enough. Maybe we don't have enough faith. what is wrong with us that it's not working? Dame and I would talk about it at night when we'd go to bed. We'd be like, what's the deal? Why isn't this working? We know that in the spiritual realm, he's healed. Why can't we get it to manifest? And we listened to Andrew's tapes. You've already got it. God wants you well. Countless others. A believer's authority.
And so we would just, we would do everything we could. And, you know, it's like we're trying to balance the whole thing of, you know, I don't want to get into the works thing. It's like, God, I've done this, this, and this. Why isn't he healed yet? Because that's putting the blame back on God, and that wasn't right. And at the same time, it was like, we still need to stand fast and stand strong. So, and it was really like the Sabbath rest teaching was what's helping us a lot. And Andrew was reiterated that when I told him, I was like, everything we were doing is like, what are we doing wrong? We got to be doing something wrong. If there's anything you can help us. And he says, don't worry about what you're doing wrong. Don't think about what you're doing wrong. Just trust and rest in God. And so that's what we were doing or trying to do.
Now, the whole time, since Jason was born, he'd had really cold hands and feet. They were always blue. And we had asked the doctors, is it normal for his hands to be blue? And they said, oh, well, some babies are just like that. And it never went away. I mean, to that day, he'd still had cold hands. I mean, they were really blue and purplish in color.
And he would even, when he got old enough to where he could crawl and be mischievous, he would, you know, come and put his hands on mommy's back or on her legs to make her jump and squeal because he didn't like his cold hands on him. That's how cold his hands were and his feet. And so, it was just significant to the touch, you could tell. I was at home in the driveway sitting in my chair and watching the kids just ride their bikes around the driveway. And I was just praying in tongues because I was just completely at my wit's end. I didn't know what else to do. I was basically at the end of myself. So I just was praying in tongues for Jason. And then I just felt impressed to pray for his heart. So I immediately just spoke to his heart and commanded his heart to be the way God designed it to be when it was created. And I didn't think anything of it at that point. Just let it go. I just spoke it, and then that was it.
When Damon, you know, had God tell him to pray over his heart, it's like that was the missing ingredient. We had no idea he had trouble with his heart. I mean, it makes sense now because his hands and his feet were constantly cold, but, you know, none of the doctors ever picked up on it.
And then the next day when I came home from work, I went in to sit down in the kitchen to eat dinner, and Jason was already in his high chair, and he was barefoot. I reached and grabbed his feet to play with his feet, just kind of like, hey, tiger, you know. And when I touched his feet, they were like really warm. And so I asked Renee, I was like, has he been wearing socks all day and just now took them off?
I said, no, he hasn't had socks on all day long.
I'm like, well, feel his feet. His feet are like super warm.
And I was like, well, that's unusual.
And so then I grabbed his hands, and his hands were super warm too. And she came over and did it too. It's like, wow, that's at first, Jason's feet and hands are warm. And then after that was the moment we saw the progressive until it was completely healed. Within 1 week, it was completely gone.
He was like a brand new boy. We'd seen him for the first time since he was 3 months old with a clear face, a clear complexion. The spots on his skin, they were disappearing. And we were just like, we have a new kid. It was amazing. And he was happy.
And I have no idea what the medical science is on this, but my impression was that his heart, something was wrong with his heart that was not processing the medicine that he was getting for the infection, or something was not causing, his circulation wasn't the way it should be.
Because that's basically what you saw was the infection of the skin, because it would get scratched, it would bleed, and it would get infected. And so that's basically what everybody was seeing was the infection.
And I think that's what caused his hands and feet to be cold, because he wasn't getting proper circulation of some sort. And then when God told me to speak to his heart and God healed his heart, then his heart was able to get the proper circulation to his extremities.
So, you know, that was just the missing ingredient. We weren't praying over the right thing. We needed to pray over that one area.
We hope you've been encouraged by Jason's miracle and the Peterson family's healing journey. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise God. Isn't that an awesome testimony? And I tell you, today, Jason is just a normal little kid. Matter of fact, Jason and some of the other people that are on this DVD, Hannah Terdez, they go to school together. They have witnessed to other people. They are on fire. And I mean, here they are in elementary school, and they are making an impact for the Lord. And I just want to say to those of you who maybe have been praying about something, as Damon and Renee Peterson were with Jason, and you've been praying for a long period of time and you haven't seen the thing that you are believing come to pass, there is a temptation after a period of time that this sickness or whatever it is that you're dealing with not only gets into your physical body, but it gets into your mind. It gets into the way you think. You get to where you start thinking sick. You start talking sick. You start just planning your life around this. I've dealt with this in people, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of times, and I've told many, many people these exact same things, that it's relatively easy to get a sickness out of your body, but once it gets into your thinking and you start seeing yourself sick and dreaming sick, that this is where the real problem is. And I tell you, I believe that your healing starts on the inside in an attitude first. You've got to know beyond any shadow of a doubt that it is God's will for you to be well. You have to know that. And even if you have prayed and haven't seen a physical manifestation or a visible result, you can't waver in that. You can't ever get to where you think, well, maybe this is an exception. Maybe I'm just destined to live with this. Maybe I ought to not just complain and accept this. I could live with this thing. No, you've got to get to a place where you realize that God is a good God. And the Lord wants you well. He does not want you living with sickness. Jesus bore your sickness and carried your diseases. And it is God's will for you to be well, period. There are no exceptions to that. I know that I'm reaching people all over the world, and basically religion is teaching that no, God does put sickness on you, sometimes as punishment. Sometimes people will teach that sickness is a blessing in disguise and that God's using it to humble you, to bring you to the end of yourself. You'll hear testimony about people who are quadriplegics and saying that God did this to them to slow their life down and to turn their life around. And sure enough, they turn to the Lord. Now they love God. They lead people to the Lord. They do a lot of good things, and they say that it was this sickness that did it. No, that's not true. God does not put sickness on people. Now, if you are not seeking the Lord, and you know, this person that I'm thinking about who's quadriplegic and is basically credited God with the one making them this way, this person, by their own admission, was not serving God, was not listening to God, was not following God. Matter of fact, they had an accident where they jumped into a shallow pool and hit a rock and broke their neck, and that's what made them quadriplegic. And there were signs posted, no swimming, no diving, and yet they were just rebellious. They were young. They were doing their own thing. And because of it, it was their disobedience that caused this. God did not make that person quadriplegic. But in the midst of this crisis situation, when all they could do was lay flat on their back and look up, they turned to the Lord, and God is there. He would have been there if they would have turned to Him with their whole heart before they had tragedy. God is not the author of that tragedy. God is not the one who has made your life miserable. God has not put these problems on you. And I'm saying all of this to go back to Jason Peterson's healing testimony that, see, Damon and Renee never gave up. They never embraced. They never said, well, this is just the way it's got to be with our son. But see, they knew it was God's will, and they refused to let this sickness get down into their psyche, into their mind. They never started thinking sick and accepting sick. They were fighting it and resisting it. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You have to resist the devil, and they were constantly resisting. Now in their case, as they prayed and they had done all of these things, the Lord just spoke to Damon as he was praying in tongues, which, man, I could spend an hour or two talking about how important having the baptism of the Holy Spirit, this ability to speak in tongues, and the ability to have God quicken things to you. There are people watching this program right now that you don't speak in tongues. Some of you might have even been told that speaking in tongues is of the devil. Well, here's a testimony of a person who, as they spoke in tongues, God gave them an answer as to what the problem was. And when Damon prayed over Jason's heart, the next day, everything was totally different. Within a week, the condition was totally gone. And we aren't doctors. We don't understand any connection between the heart and some kind of a skin or rash type problem. I don't know what it is, but it worked. And again, here's a testimony. Some of you may believe that those kind of things, that God doesn't do this anymore, that speaking in tongues is of the devil. I tell you what, the devil is not the one that healed Jason Peterson. This is an important point. And there are many of you that maybe you've prayed and you've been believing for your own healing. You know, one of the breakthroughs today could be that you could call our helpline. We've got a number on the screen. You could call. You could receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit. You could ask someone to pray with you. Every single person that's answering our phones and ministering to you, every single one of them has this baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's one of the reasons that they have these supernatural, creative words that speak into people's lives. I mean, we've seen people over our phone lines raised from the dead, blind eyes open, and miracles happen. And one of the reasons that so many miraculous things happen is because every one of these people have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They speak in tongues. They are led by the Holy Spirit, and miracles happen. So you can call and you can gain access to someone that has this supernatural connection with the Holy Spirit. But even better than that, you could call and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You could speak in tongues. And then you could do what Damon Peterson did. And whatever it is that you're dealing with that you haven't seen a physical manifestation of yet, you could start praying in tongues and asking God to give you revelation and give you a supernatural direction, help you to go to the root of the problem. And as you do that, the Holy Spirit, I just want to encourage you today that the Holy Spirit knows exactly where the hindrance is. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what is stopping things from working. You know, I have people come to me all of the time and they're basically using me to gain direction and saying, what should I do? And sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes I have a direct word for people. But you know, more often than not, I tell people, I say, this is what the Holy Spirit was given to you for. He will lead you into all truth. He will bring all things to your remembrance, whatever Jesus has spoken unto you, John 14:26. He will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit is our counselor. He's our guide. And I'm just trying to encourage you today that if you are having a problem in any area of your life, if you've been praying, if you haven't been seeing results, take a lesson from the video that you saw in today's program. Receive this gift of the Holy Spirit. Pray in tongues. Ask for the Holy Spirit to give you direction, to show you where the hindrance is. And this is the ministry and the job of the Holy Spirit. He will do it. And then all you have to do is just pray real simply as the Holy Spirit directs you, and you'll see supernatural results. It's amazing how most people are not Spirit-led in their prayer life, in their seeking of God for something. This is so important. So I pray that this video has been a blessing to you today. I pray that it's encouraged you, and these words that I've said have encouraged you. And if you don't have this baptism of the Holy Spirit, or if you need to agree with someone who is led by the Holy Spirit, please call that number that you see on your screen and receive prayer today.
The story you saw in today's program is included, along with four additional healing testimonies, on the Healing Journeys Volume 1 DVD. This DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of the Healing Journeys package, which includes three DVDs, Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3. These three DVDs contain a total of 15 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. In addition to the DVDs, this package also includes a copy of the booklet, God Wants You Well. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed. The entire package has a catalog value of $77, but today you can get the Healing Journeys package for a gift of just $50 or more. The booklet, God Wants You Well, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you request it. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Effortless Change for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona this week for a Gospel Truth Seminar January 6th through the 8th at Living Word Bible Church in Mesa, Arizona this Sunday, January 9th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance January 20th through the 22nd. He'll also be in Houston, Texas for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 10th through the 12th, in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 9th through the 11th, and in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar, March 31st through April 2nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Friday and Saturday.
I'd like to invite all of the men to come join me on January the 20th through the 22nd right here at our facility in Colorado Springs for our 2011 Men's Advance. It starts on Thursday evening, January the 20th. It goes through Saturday morning. And it's just a great time for guys to get together to sit under the Word, and I promise you it'll make an impact on your life. So make plans to join me right here in Colorado Springs, January the 20th through the 22nd for our 2011 Men's Advance.
On today's program, Andrew mentioned the healing testimony of Jason Peterson. To see more about this story, go to our website at www.awmi.net and click on Healing Testimonies on the left side of the screen.
You do not have to motivate God to heal. God wants to heal more than you want to be healed.
The almost too good to be true news you can use. www.awmi.net.
Basically, what he was doing.